The Cowboys' 40-40 tie with the Packers on Sunday night was the first tie they've had in the modern era. It's actually a total of seven they've had. They were all in the 60s before overtime was even invented in the NFL. Texas Stadium never had an overtime game up until Sunday night. AT&T hadn't.
Look what we did.
Yay.
That's a Dak attack right there.
And it is, as my dad said last night, the most Jerry Jones thing ever. A tie for your Dallas Cowboys.
But isn't it just life in 2025? Everybody's mad and nobody really knows what to be
it's
mad about.
It's certainly life for the
Dallas
past
Cowboys.
30 years around here. But it does give us this morning's Tuesday top 10.
I will stop what I'm doing for this.
Even Shoddy will listen to it. Bless his heart. I do like him as a coach. Our Tuesday morning top 10 straight from the home office and writing staff there in Granbury, Texas. It is the top 10 just horrible things about anything ending up in a tie. It's just no conclusion.
It's unfortunate.
The dot, dot, dot of life.
TBD.
We need roles. We need to know how to feel. Tuesday morning top 10. The top 10 horrible things about things ending up in a tie, such as...
Number 10.
Well, Jerry can still claim that they're undefeated and officially didn't lose on Sunday. And he literally did that yesterday.
Yes.
He did that yesterday on the radio. He called it a moral victory, which is the most moral thing Jerry's ever been associated with.
Number nine.
Bad thing about a tie. Well, people can still claim the Cowboys are undefeated and still going to a Super Bowl.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
We are. Every year.
They have two legitimate losses at this point. That's impossible to go undefeated, okay?
Number 8.
On that. Number 8. Horrible thing about a tie. Well, if you have a tie, there's no definitive way to decide in the end who won. The customer service rep or Heather Lee?
Where is your manager?
I need to know.
Number 7.
Oh, it's going to be Heather Lee, whether it's 15 minutes from now or 15 years.
There it is.
You can bet your money on that there, Home Slice.
Playing the long game.
Long. We get it.
Number 7.
Number 7, horrible thing about a tie, as the old saying goes, a tie in sports is like kissing your cousin. So, really, a tie only works for teams from Arkansas at that point.
Hey!
I've been there, and that's
Number 6.
Number 6. In life or in sports, ties are stupid, but it's only in the arena of competition. That is, will it float? Is a tie is still a win?
Will it float?
But that's right. That's it. Everybody wins when there is a tie.
Will it float?
And that's why the game is perfect. By the way, the term for an object that neither floats nor sinks is a neutral buoyancy. So, take that, reading rainbow.
Number 5,
a horrible thing about ending up in a tie. Well, it's just, it's too much like our government.
Number 4.
No, number 4, actually. It tied with number 5.
Number 5.
No, we're at number 3.
Number 3. What?
Thank you. Speaking of, for the first time in my life, actually, I had to contemplate the answer to a question. So neckties or bow ties for the groomsmen?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Sorry, this just made me think of this. I don't know. Either or, I don't really care. It feels like a rope is tightening right now about my neck. It's fine. I'm good.
Number 2.
It's a tie.
Awful, terrible thing about things ending in a tie. This comes from Country Cliff, who just texted in. KB not tying the knot. And then finally, that's good writing right there, Country Cliff. That's good writing. Writing staff needs to hear that.
Number 1.
Horrible thing about ending up in a tie.
Number 1.
Cowboys wasted 3.5 hours of your life and achieved nothing. That is not nearly as impressive as a radio show that does it for every single day for 4 hours, baby. Yeah.
Look at us go.
KB and Heather Lee.
How about that morning show?
How about them Cowboys?
In the middle of another can't miss morning. KB and Heather Lee.